and it is toy season. And with toy season, of course, comes the season of all the toys that'll kill you. Ryan Burrow is with us on the Newsline this morning to talk about the toys that some people say are dangerous for your kids and others say, now hold on just a minute. Let's start with the ones that are popular that people would know their names, for instance, Nerf, and what's supposedly wrong with them.
Yeah, Nerf dart gun. It's a dart gun. It shoots things. Any kind of projectiles can obviously cause injuries to eyes, other parts of your body that aren't protected. So this is one of the top offenders, according to World Against Toys Causing Harm, or WATCH. Pretty clever name. They've been at this for about 40 years now, where they come out with these lists of 10 toys, sometimes during the summertime, but also during the holiday season to avoid. How about this one? Nickelodeon slime that's flavored. There's ice cream-scented Nickelodeon slime, and there can be, obviously, plastic parts in there. Some kids may smell it. They may want to eat it, and that is not good news. Power Rangers Claw. It specifically says on the packaging, not meant for swinging or battling, but it also shows a boy swinging and battling with it on the packaging. So WATCH says that's a problem. This one's my favorite, by the way, on the list of 10. Tell me if this sounds like a good idea. Spike the Fine Motor Hedgehog. He has spikes that you can, quills you can pull out and put back in. It's meant for children as young as 18 months old to help them with their fine motor skills. These aren't sharp quills by any means. It's more like, kind of a rounded block. But still, the name alone doesn't sound very good. And the concern there is that kids will take spikes, quills out and put them in their mouth.
Under the heading of going too far, I mean, you could make the case about almost anything, any toy, because a ball and bat can be dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we used to get toys that had lead paint on them. Jarts used to be a thing. Remember that? Think about how dangerous that was as a lawn toy. One of the things that the Toy Association came out and said yesterday after this list came out is this organization, WATCH, it doesn't actually test these products. These products do go through rigorous testing. More than 100 tests done in the United States on each product before it's even put on the shelf. So they are discounting this, saying that it's not as dangerous as you think it is. That being said, I do want to point out, WATCH also says there's a pogo trick board that tells people to make sure to wear protective gear, but even on the packaging, the children are not wearing protective gear.
Ryan, do you have any idea if any of the major toy companies have changed how they advertise their toys or maybe what they're made of because of WATCH's findings?
I don't know specifically for WATCH, but absolutely. There have been products out there that have hit the market and issues have arisen for one purpose or another, and they've had to go back and refine or completely take down the product altogether. So people do take notice of this, and a lot of people who maybe aren't familiar with toys but are doing some toy shopping this holiday season may take a look at this and say, forget that, I'm going to move on to something else. And that's obviously a concern for these companies.
Ryan Burrow with us on the Newsline this morning as we talk toys.